This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pens have back-to-backers tonight and tomorrow. They'll be visiting the Islanders tonight and then back home to play the Devils tomorrow night. So a couple of Metro Division matchups. They'll be doing it without Justin Schultz, it looks like, who left practice yesterday with a groin injury. And that just means more minutes to be spread out on the blue line because Chris Letang is not quite ready to come back yet, although Patrick Hornquist, who you'll hear more from at 9:15 this morning, will be back, or is expected to be back. No Letang, no Schultz. It continues to get thinner and thinner along the Penguins' blue line. You'd figure it would be Ruedel pressed into service tonight against the Islanders. That's the first thing to keep an eye on tonight. The second thing to keep an eye on, especially as far as Jim Colony was concerned yesterday at Penguins practice, was who the heck's going to be in net each of these two nights, Sully?
Yeah, I don't imagine I'll get an answer here, but would you think about flipping it around? In other words, normally it's always Matt, then the backup. Would you think about flipping it here?
Sure.
Will you?
Not well, we'll announce our goalie tomorrow.
Okay. Just wait. Just slow your roll, James.
Wait, back to Schultz real quick. Are we sure that it's a groin?
I have no idea what it
is. That's reported by Josh Yowie. So
he reported it might be a groin, right?
Let me pull it up here again.
What's reported?
Josh Yowie yesterday afternoon was told Justin Schultz left practice today with a groin injury. Level of severity isn't clear. So groin injury, level of severity, unclear. But again,
sometimes guys will leave. They'll feel something and you just get off because of a precaution. But seeing as a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's probably not good.
Well, and it comes back again, I think, to whether it's a game or it's a month, somewhere in between, it's more minutes immediately over the course of the next few games, more minutes heaped on guys on the blue line who aren't accustomed to all those minutes.
You know what's weird? I've always thought, I'd have to go and look up the record, I probably will here in a little bit, that when Ruedel has played, they've actually done okay. He's always seemed to do okay. You know what?
Right.
I mean, what you want for a guy to step in as a 5-6 kind of a thing. Of course, in this instance, though, is that with Letang out, Schultz becomes the top power play guy, although he wasn't rotated up into the quote-unquote top unit. It's just, you know, you just lose your key guys.
You're just talking about more minutes for Jack Johnson, who I imagine will get bumped up to one of those pairings, whether he's playing with Pettersson or playing with Dumoulin. He's going to get bumped up, and then that's going to mean, obviously...
Well, I think Dumoulin, Marino, you keep that together. I think you just plug Ruedel in where Schultz was with Pettersson, and you keep Johnson and Ricola together. That's what I do anyway, but hey, you never know, though. They could flip it around.
As for the goalie rotation, you pointed out there, Jim, it's been Murray, then Jari for each of the back-to-back so far this year. Jari hasn't played the Islanders yet, though, and this will be their third time against the Islanders in just a couple of weeks, and might make sense to give him a look.
If there's ever going to be a time to change it, it's now. If he ever flips it and Jari goes first, this will be it. This will be the time where he does that.
Plus, you've got 2 days off after the Devils, so it's not like Matt Murray wouldn't get a couple days down to come back for what's a busy week next week as well, with Calgary and Vancouver visiting, and then a Thanksgiving road trip to Columbus and St. Louis. So, yeah, and look, it's not like you've got any level of uncomfortability, I don't think, with playing Tristan Jarry, you know, especially against the team that's got points in a gajillion games
in
a row. Wouldn't
you like to find
now
out what Tristan Jarry could do against what team is essentially the hottest team in the NHL? And a team that I'd like to see, you know, people say you have two number ones right now, or you have a guy that is playing at a starter level. Okay, let's find it out. Let's see against the New York Islanders. And I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming off a really good game. And
the
only game that he's had that wasn't real good was when he came off the bench. And Matt Murray wasn't good. No one else was good in that game either. So, although the Penguins did come back and have a chance to win. But anyway, why not do it? He's only played a couple games at home. And the two games he's played at home, his save percentage, 96 against Vegas, and then 97% in that game again. He was really good against Toronto.
Yeah.
Ask Mike Babcock how that worked out.
Oh, man. Well, where is he now?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
He's around. He's around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.